Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by United Health Group.
And I'm Anna Palmer. This morning, we are kicking things off with a step back, looking at the four unfolding events that show we're living in ridiculously crazy times. Here's reason number one. The Speaker is waging a very public war with the President, and it looks like he'll lose. Speaker Paul Ryan has privately and publicly drawn a line against President Donald Trump's chest-thumping demand that the U.S. slap a double-digit tariff on imported metals. It's clear that Ryan and Trump are talking. It's less clear that Trump will listen, and Republicans are worried that tariffs will blunt the positive impacts of the tax bill. Here's what it means. If the president ignores Ryan and Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady, the two men who delivered his tax victory, that would be a stinging rebuke of his own party. Trump is truly on an island here, although he's been on this island for three decades. That being said, Republicans say they will feel victorious if Trump makes any tweaks to the tariffs.
Reason number two, Republicans have spent more than $9 million on a House district that's going to disappear in 8 months. The NRCC just dropped another $600,000 into Pennsylvania 18 to boost Rick Saccone, the Republican candidate who many in the party think is a complete dud. This is a very strong Republican district, and the NRCC has spent $3.5 million. CLF, the Republican super PAC, has spent $3.1 million. The amazing thing, this district will be gone in November. Republicans are afraid of the narrative that Trump's gutter-scraping ratings are going to take down a Republican seat. They're spending like drunken sailors. The alarm bells are ringing. Republicans involved in this race are not confident they'll win despite the millions they're spending.
Reason number three. The President of the United States has been sued by a porn star who says she was his paramour. The Post is reporting that Stormy Daniels is asking the court to declare her non-disclosure agreement void because Trump didn't sign it. Reason number four, people are leaving the White House in droves. The New York Times has the latest Brookings stat that says more than one in three top White House officials have left by the end of Trump's first year, and fewer than half of the 12 positions closest to the president are still occupied by the same people as when he came into office.
Gary Cohn's departure is very hot news. Andrew Rastuccia and Nancy Cook report the White House aides fear more policy chaos after Cohn's departure. Ben White has the backstory on how the trade war finally broke Cohn. He was the biggest link between investors, corporate America, and the Trump White House. While the swirl continues, the big story last night was the Texas primary. Stephen Shepard and Alana Schneider report that national Democrats came up short with their strategy. Laura Moser, a Democrat who the DCCC dropped Oppo on, qualified for a primary run in one of the districts central to Democrats' efforts to win back the House.
Yesterday, we talked a lot about early voting favoring Democrats in Texas, but the Texas Tribune reports that totals in the primaries for U.S. Senate told a very different story. More than 1.5 million people voted in the Republican primary, with close to 100% reporting, compared to about 1 million Democrats, also with nearly 100% reporting. Our colleague Holly Tusey sat down with the new Russian ambassador, Anatoly Antonov, who said he is disappointed by the cold reception he's gotten on Capitol Hill. Some lawmakers have even asked him not to publicize his meetings with them. And I sat down with the newly minted Minnesota Senator Tina Smith for the Women Rule podcast, where she talked about her 2018 campaign strategy and how she got her start in politics. But she definitely didn't want to talk about her predecessor, Al Franken. Please listen in.
Josh Gerstein reports that the Trump administration is going on offense and suing California over their sanctuary city laws. Trump today will speak at the Latino Coalition's legislative summit at the JW Marriott. Also very interesting, he's having dinner at a, quote, private residence in D.C. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.